speakers, Max.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley. My name's Max, I'm an addict. This is horrible. Really horrible. And thanks, Mickey, for asking me. And also thanks for helping me identify my ego and my low self-esteem. I've been thinking about this for about 2 months and it's caused me no end of grief. And I've done about 3 million shares. And I was just in my head there, just trying to ask God for a bit of help and this, that and the other. And all I can hear is, my name's Max, I'm an addict. My name's Max, I'm an addict. You know what I mean? So... yeah, I feel physically sick. I've got long johns on and I'm really hot. It's broke the ice, isn't it? And, yeah. My name's Max, I'm an addict. And I used for about 25 years, roughly, and I'm only 38 and 39 next month. So it's a lot of years of my life I spent shoving chemicals and substances inside me to change the way I felt, which is what I know now, you know what I mean? When I first came around, I thought I used just because I like using, and that's all I could come up with in treatment, you know what I mean? My journey is I went through treatment. I come out of jail in 2009 for a silly little... It wasn't silly to the person I upset, but it wasn't very big and it wasn't very clever. I was in jail for harassing an ex-girlfriend, and didn't make me feel very tough in jail, you know what I mean? But... that's the sort of shit I did when I used, you know. I just didn't really care about other people. It was just about me. And, yeah, my journey was through treatment. I'd sit in group and they'd say, why did you use? And I was like, I like using. I use drugs because I like using. I didn't know anything, you know what I mean? And they'd ask me about resentments and all that. I said, I ain't got resentments. People just piss me off. You know, I didn't know anything, you know. And I've learned so much over the last 4 years nearly, you know. If God willing, I'm 4 years in 8 days, you know what I mean? And I've, you know, when I come in here, as I said, I didn't understand why I used, you know what I mean? I just thought I used, you know, from a very early age. By the age of 12, I was puffing indoors and I went through the motions like we all do, you know. I used every sort of substance I could get my hands on, you know. And when one thing got, when I thought there was a problem with one thing, I'd just swap it for another. I didn't really think about stopping, you know what I mean? I didn't know anything about stopping. I thought it was a lifestyle, you know. You know, I'd grown up with people that used in my life, men, older men that used, and it was attractive, that sort of lifestyle, you know. I really bought into that stuff, you know what I mean? Them men that talked outside of their mouth, loads of jewellery, big money in their pockets, a woman and all that stuff, fast cars, and it was like, that attracted me, you know. I was very... in awe of that stuff, you know. I thought that's what it was to be somebody, you know what I mean? And it's changed today, you know what I mean? It's not like that for me today. And you know, I stopped using when I was 35, as I said, on the back end of a 2 month bit of remand that I did, and I look at that now as a God moment, you know what I mean? Before I come in here, people told me, but when I come in here, people told me about God, and I saw God, and I was in treatment, so it was very well, it was spoken about, you know what I mean? My treatment centre was run by born-again Christians, you know what I mean? They said I didn't have, it wasn't something I had to do, but it was something that I'd come across, you know. I could find the power greater myself. It didn't have to be God, you know what I mean? But God was sort of like, when I come in and they said about God, I was like, there ain't no God, you know what I mean? If there was God, how come this famine and war and why ain't we all got money in our pockets and all that sort of stuff? And, you know, I chose God and I used good orderly direction. That's all I wanted, you know what I mean? I just wanted my life to be a fucking, good orderly direction, you know? And, you know, it's sort of what I've got today. You know, it's not... I do struggle, you know. I'm not saying, like, because I've been around a while, my journey is I haven't had to use again, you know what I mean? And I don't know why that is, but, you know, when I come in here, I was broken. I'd hurt a lot of people on the way, you know. I was married with my little boy when I was about 22, 23. We got married when I was about 23. I was divorced soon after that. The marriage lasted 18 months. I cheated on her with my best man's missus. I ran off with her and had another kid. Had the houses and things like that. I had everything, you know. I always tried to fix myself with outside stuff, and I thought, you know, once I'd got all that gear back, that I was all right again. But sooner or later, I'd be on my knees again, like homeless, nowhere to go. And and with a broken relationship behind me, and I just thought it was my luck. I just thought I had bad luck, you know what I mean? I really didn't identify that my using was the problem, you know what I mean? I thought for a long time it was my solution, it took the pain away. You know, and I could sit here and talk all day about my using. You know, again, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I could go on. As I said, I used for 25 years, and I could share a lot about my using and all that, you know what I mean? But what recovery's given me is more important, I feel, you know what I mean? And what it's given me is more, you know, it's given me a life today, a life I didn't know existed, you know what I mean? I thought that was my lot, just what I did, you know? And what I found is it sort of blows me away some days. You know, it didn't today because I've been sitting here writing for about 7 hours, step six stuff, and it sort of frazzled me out a little bit, and then I've had to come and do this. And you know, but I spoke to my sponsor today, and it's all right. You know, I went through this work when I was about 7 months clean, and I'd done it by the time I was a year clean, and I thought I was well when running around meetings telling everybody how to stay well and stuff like that and how I did it and whatever, you know, but I didn't know anything about the inside stuff, you know what I mean? Again, physically I was all right, you know, I was looking all right, I was working again, cashing out, so I had money in my pocket, I had new trainers on, you know what I mean, and I looked all right and everything was all right. And you know, I went through the first couple of years and it was good, you know. And but what I didn't realise was I was really not well, you know what I mean? I was in pain and didn't know it, you know. I thought because I'd done this stuff, I was all right, and I'd cracked it and all that sort of stuff. And you know, slowly but surely, I stopped working a programme. And when I did that work, I thought I was working a programme, you know what I mean? And when I look back now, I did what I did and it got me as far as it got me, you know what I mean? And that was all right, really. I can sort of beat myself up about it and this, that and the other, but at the end of the day, when I talked about that with my sponsor and stuff, I've stayed clean, you know what I mean? Like that's the, you know, my primary purpose is to stay clean and carry a message, you know what I mean? And I try and do that, you know. But what happened was I'd got myself a little flat. As I said, I was working, I'd gone to college. You know, I'd got myself an MBQ. I hated school, you know what I mean? And I didn't really like being in college either, but I wanted to do something. This for me, what I was told is it's about change, you know what I mean? And I had to change how I thought and what I did when I came here, you know. Someone told me, if nothing changes, nothing changes, you know what I mean? And I've experienced that by not doing this work, you know. If I don't continue to change, my life stays as it is, you know what I mean? And as I said, the condition I suffered was internal, you know, and I didn't know that. I thought it was about, you know, when I spoke with my sponsor about rock bottoms and things like that, it was funny because I got a new sponsor after about 3 years, and he asked me what my rock bottom was, and I sort of said, like, it was feeling broken inside, you know what I mean? I'd done some stuff in treatment and over the years and that, and I sort of knew that it wasn't about the exterior, you know what I mean? Because I'd had this stuff consistently through my life, whether it be a relationship, a house, a job, a business, a car. I'd always had that stuff, you know what I mean? And sort of maintained it for a little while. And then when I lost that stuff, when eventually the bird fucked me off, oh, sorry, when she got rid of me again, what I'd do is I'd pick myself up, dust myself down and start again. And I'd get it back, you know what I mean? So I didn't see that anything, my using was affecting that because it always came back, you know what I mean? But when I was sat in the prison cell and that, I had this great sense of everything was over, it was done. I had nothing left inside me, you know what I mean? There was no more fight, no more picking myself back up, nowhere to go, you know what I mean? And I come out, as I said, and I proceeded this way of life. And as I get back to the point, when I was about 3 years clean, I'd met my partner by then, my girlfriend, and things was going all right. And we was in the gym one night, and I wasn't being sponsored, even though I thought I was. You know what I mean? I had a sponsor's number. That was about as far as it went. You know what I mean? People, yeah, I've got a sponsor, thanks. I've got a sponsor. I've got his number. You know what I mean? I didn't use him. So what happened was, I had a big moan with my girlfriend in the pool. I said, yeah, you must know where I'm at. You've been here before. Rah, rah, rah. She went, yeah, I did. And I used again. That's why I'm telling you. You know what I mean? And with that, I took action. You know, I knew she was right. She'd been around a lot longer than I have. And I knew what she says to me. I take, not for gospel, but I trust what she says to me. You know what I mean? So I got myself a new sponsor, and it's been amazing. It's, you know, I did, as I said, I did the first lot of work in 3 months. It's taken me like nearly a year to get up to step six. I've done it thoroughly, you know. And I know what honesty means today. I know what a resentment is today. You know what I mean? And I feel all right. You know, as I said, I get messed up days when I'm feeling uncomfortable inside and this, that and the other, and I don't reach out or sit with that stuff. You know what I mean? It can be comfortable sometimes, you know, and then it gets to a point when I have to ask for help, you know what I mean? And it's happened to me over the last week. I've been struggling around something and some stuff and all that, and it's got to the point where I've had to seek guidance off my sponsor, and I've been able to talk to somebody today that I found really difficult to do, so I've been putting it off. But with the guidance of my sponsor and faith that it'll be all right, I've been able to do that, you know. And you know, my life's amazing today, you know, and sometimes I hear people say that and I might be in a bad space and I think, whatever, you know what I mean? But compared to how I used to live, my life's fantastic, you know what I mean? You know, I live a day at a time. I try and stay clean and I try not to hurt other people, you know what I mean? And sometimes that's enough. You know, I don't need... Of course I'd like to have all that outside stuff. I'm not going to lie and sit and say it don't mean nothing. Of course I'd like a nice car and a bank account that I could just go, come and let's go on holiday, love. But the bill and end all is, I'm here and I just don't use, you know what I mean? I don't want to pick up, you know, so I do what's suggested. I try to do what's suggested. I don't do it all the time, you know. And what was told to me when I came in was to be honest, open-minded and willing, and I'll try and remain that today, you know what I mean? I was told to get a power greater myself, which I do, and I struggle with sometimes, you know, and that I was told it's about building a relationship. It's not something that can come like, you know, I had no faith whatsoever, so for me to now try, I have to work on that stuff, you know. And yeah, as I said, my life's great, and it's all thanks to Narcotics Anonymous and a 12-step program, you know what I mean? Because without this, I wouldn't have anything. I know exactly where I'd be. Be back to what back my experience is, that, you know, without this stuff in my life, I can get sick and twisted. I'm still sick and twisted with this in my life, you know what I mean? So without it, I'll get really, really bad. But I'm going to leave it there because I think I can start waffling now. Thanks.